Welcome to the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. This podcast will be a sharing of part of my morning routine as I prepare for the day with the Word of God. We will be partaking of Puritan prayers from the Valley of Vision, each day's morning devotional from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and we'll be reading from the Legacy Standard Bible, which is the newest and, I believe, the most accurate translation of the Word of God. We will be following a Bible reading calendar that provides for reading the whole Bible in a year that was created by Minister Robert Murray McShane for his congregation back in 1842, and that has been a part of my daily reading for over 6 years now. Good morning and welcome to the Sunday, October 8th episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I'm Wayne Floyd, your host. Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at christianpodcastcommunity.org. A lot of great listening over there. Over 60 well-curated podcasts, wide variety of topic approaches, all coming from a biblical worldview. So definitely trustworthy content. I will guarantee you, you get over there, you're going to find at least something to listen to. And there's a very, very good chance you're going to find more over there to listen to than you actually have time to listen to it in. So again, I would encourage you to go on over there and take a look at all the content my brothers and sisters in Christ are putting together. All right. I want to continue to point you at the next to last link in our show notes. It is for the Vail Valley Baptist Church Give Send Go campaign. We are striving to rapidly pay off our mortgage so that we can commence establishment of a Christian classic education-based school to provide a trustworthy alternative here within our community. Go ahead and click on the link. Pastor Jay's provided a very thorough description of what we're trying to do. So go ahead and read. And then we would ask three things of you. We'd ask you to pray for us. We'd ask you to prayerfully consider giving to us. And we'd ask you to pass the link along so others can do the same. All right. Well, with it being Sunday, one, we're going to go through this relatively quickly because I got to get ready for church and you've got to get ready for church, I hope, if you haven't gone to church already this weekend. And I want to again let you know, if you are physically unable to, we would love to have you join us on our live stream. We live stream on Facebook at Vail Valley Baptist Church and on Twitter at or X or Twixter or whatever you want to call it at VVB Church. We start at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's 10:30 a.m. our time. And we would love you to join us. I'm sure Pastor Jay has a wonderful message for you this morning. So please feel free to join us if you physically cannot worship with the saints. All right. So, but with it being a Sunday, we're going to be just doing our Bible reading for today. No Bible study. We'll pick that back up, God willing, tomorrow morning or tomorrow evening. So let's go ahead and open up. We're going to be opening up in prayer from Valley of Vision, of course. We're going to be opening up with the Lord's Day morning prayer. So let's pray. O maker and upholder of all things, day and night are thine. They are also mine from thee. The night to rid me of the cares of the day, to refresh my weary body, to renew my natural strength. The day to summon me to new activities, to give me opportunity to glorify thee, to serve my generation, to acquire knowledge, holiness, eternal life. But one day above all days is made especially for thy honor and my improvement. The Sabbath reminds me of thy rest from creation, of the resurrection of my Savior, of his entering into repose. Thy house is mine, but I am unworthy to meet thee there, and am unfit for spiritual service. When I enter it, I come before thee as a sinner, condemned by conscience and thy word. For I am still in the body and in the wilderness, ignorant, weak, in danger, and in need of thine aid. But encouraged by thy all-sufficient grace, let me go to thy house with a lively hope of meeting thee, knowing that there thou wilt come to me and give me peace. My soul is drawn out to thee in longing desires, for thy presence in the sanctuary, at the table, where all are entertained on a feast of good things. Let me, before the broken elements, emblems of thy dying love, cry to thee with broken heart for grace and forgiveness. I long for that blissful communion of thy people, in thy eternal house, in the perfect kingdom. These are they that follow the Lamb. May I be of their company. Amen. All right, and our morning devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for October 8th. The text is from Luke 5:4. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. We learn from this narrative the necessity of human agency. The draft of fishes were miraculous, yet neither the fisherman nor his boat nor his fishing tackle were ignored, but all were used to take the fishes. So in the saving of souls, God worketh by means, and while the present economy of grace shall stand, God will be pleased by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. When God worketh without instruments, doubtless he is glorified, but he hath himself selected the plan of instrumentality as being that by which he is most magnified in the earth. Means of themselves are utterly unavailing. Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. What was the reason of this? Were they not fishermen plying their special calling? Verily, they were no raw hands. They understood the work. Had they gone about the toil unskillfully? No. Had they lacked industry? No. They had toiled. Had they lacked perseverance? No. They had toiled all night. Was there a deficiency of fish in the sea? Certainly not, for as soon as the master came, they swam to the net in shoals. What then is the reason? Is it because there is no power in the means of themselves, apart from the presence of Jesus? Without him, we can do nothing. But with Christ, we can do all things. Christ's presence confers success. Jesus sat in Peter's boat, and his will, by a mysterious influence, drew the fish to the net. When Jesus is lifted up in his church, his presence is the church's power. The shout of a king is in the midst of her. I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. Let us go out this morning on our work of soul fishing, looking up in faith and around us in solemn anxiety. Let us toil till night comes, and we shall not labor in vain, for he who bids us let down the net will fill it with fishes. All right. So our reading this morning, we're going to be reading Jeremiah 10 and 11, Colossians 3, 18 through the totality of Colossians 4, Psalm 78, verses 56 through 72. So this should finish out Psalm 78. And then Proverbs 24, verses 28 and 29. So Jeremiah 10, verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word which Yahweh speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says Yahweh. Do not learn the way of the nations, and do not be terrified by the signs of the heavens, although the nations are terrified by them, for the statutes of the peoples are vanity, because it is wood cut from the forest, the work of the hands of a craftsman with a cutting tool. They make it beautiful with silver and with gold. They make it beautiful with silver and with gold. They strengthen it with nails and with hammers, so that it will not totter. Like a scarecrow in a cucumber field are they, and they cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot take a step. Do not fear them, for they can do no harm, nor can they do any good. There is none like you, O Yahweh. You are great, and great is your name in might. Who would not fear you, O King of the nations? Indeed, it is your due. For among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like you. But they are altogether senseless and foolish. They are in a discipline of vanities. It is mere wood. Beaten silver is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Uphaz, the work of a craftsman and of the hands of a goldsmith. Blue and purple are their clothing. They are all work of wise craftsmen. But Yahweh is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath the earth quakes, and the nations cannot endure his indignation. Thus you shall say to them, the gods that did not make the heavens and the earth will perish from the earth and from under the heavens. It is he who made the earth by his power, who established the world by his wisdom, and by his understanding he has stretched out the heavens. When he gives forth his voice, there is a tumult of water in the heavens, and he causes the clouds to ascend from the end of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain, and brings out the wind from his storehouses. Every man is senseless, devoid of knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his graven images, for his molten images are a lie, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, a work of mockery. In the time of their punishment they will perish. The portion of Jacob is not like these, for the maker of all is he, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. Yahweh of hosts is his name. Gather up your bundle from the ground, you who inhabit a land under siege. For thus says Yahweh, behold, I am slinging out the inhabitants of the land at this time, and will cause them distress, that they may find it. Woe is me because of my injury. My wound is desperately sick, but I said, truly this is a sickness, and I must bear it. My tent is destroyed, and all my robes are torn out. My sons have gone from me and are no more. There is no one to stretch out my tent again, or to set up my curtains, for the shepherds have become senseless and have not sought Yahweh. Therefore they have not prospered, and all their flock is scattered. The sound of a report. Behold, it comes, a great quaking out of the land of the north, to make the cities of Judah a desolation, a haunt of jackals. I know, O Yahweh, that a man's way is not in himself, nor is it in a man who walks to direct his steps. Discipline me, O Yahweh, but with justice, not with your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. Pour out your wrath on the nations that do not know you, and on the families that do not call your name. For they have devoured Jacob, they have devoured him and consumed him, and have made desolate his abode. Jeremiah 11. The word which came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, Hear the words of this covenant, and you shall speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say to them, Thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, Cursed is the man who does not hear the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, from the iron furnace, saying, Listen to my voice, and do according to all which I command you, so you shall be my people, and I will be your God, in order to establish the oath which I swore to your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. Then I answered and said, Amen, O Yahweh. And Yahweh said to me, Call out these words in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, Hear the word of this covenant, so that you will do them. For I solemnly warned your fathers in the day that I brought them up from the land of Egypt, even to this day, rising up early in warning, saying, Listen to my voice. Yet they did not listen or incline their ear, but walked each one in the stubbornness of his evil heart. Therefore I brought on them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but they did not. Then Yahweh said to me, A conspiracy has been found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They have turned back to the iniquities of their ancestors who refused to hear my words, and they have walked after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I cut with their fathers. Therefore thus says Yahweh, Behold, I am bringing calamity on them, which they will not be able to get out of, and they will cry to me, and yet I will not listen to them. Then the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem will go and cry to the gods to whom they burn incense, but they surely will not save them in the time of their calamity. For your gods are the number of your cities, O Judah, and the number of the streets of Jerusalem are the altars you have set up to the shameful things, altars to burn incense to Baal. But as for you, do not pray for this people, nor lift up a cry of lamentation or prayer for them, for I will not listen when they call to me because of their calamity. What possession has my beloved in my house when she has done many schemes of wickedness? Can the flesh which is set apart as holy take away from you your calamity, so that you can exult? Yahweh called your name, a green olive tree, beautiful in fruit and form, with the noise of a great tumult. He has kindled fire on it, and its foliage has an evil demise. Yahweh of hosts, who planted you, has spoken forth evil against you because of the evil of the house of Israel and of the house of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger by burning incense to Baal. Moreover, Yahweh made it known to me, and I knew it. Then you showed me their deeds. But I was like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter, and I did not know that they had devised thoughts against me, saying, Let us make the tree with its fruit a ruin, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name be remembered no more. But, O Yahweh of hosts, who judges righteously, who tests the insides and the heart, let me see your vengeance on them, for to you have I revealed my case. Therefore thus says Yahweh concerning the men of Anathoth, who seek your life, saying, Do not prophesy in the name of Yahweh, so that you will not die at our hand. Therefore thus says Yahweh of hosts, Behold, I am about to punish them. The choice men will die by the sword, their sons and daughters will die by famine, and a remnant will but not be left to them, for I will bring calamity on the men of Anathoth, the year of their punishment. All right, Colossians 3, and hang on a minute, I need a drink. Oh, I needed some coffee, and that was good. All right, Colossians 3, starting verse 18. Wives, be subject to your husbands, as is fitting to the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be embittered against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not exasperate your children, so that they will not lose heart. Slaves, in all things, obey those who are your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but with integrity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. Serve the Lord Christ, for he who does wrong will receive the consequences of the wrong which he has done, and that without partiality. Colossians 4. Masters, show to your slaves what is right and fair, knowing that you too have a master in heaven. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving, praying at the same time for us as well, that God will open up to us a door for the word, so that we may speak the mystery of Christ, for which I have also been bound, that I may make it manifest in the way I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, redeeming the time. Let your words always be with grace, seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should answer each person. Tychicus, our beloved brother and faithful servant and fellow slave in the Lord, will make known to you all my affairs, whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know about our circumstances and that he may encourage your hearts. And with him Onesimus, our faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they will inform you about the whole situation here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, sends you his greetings, and also Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him. And also Jesus, who is called Justice. These are the only fellow workers for the kingdom of God who are from the circumcision, and they have proved to be a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of your number, a slave of Christ Jesus, sends you his greetings, always striving for you in his prayers, that you may stand complete and fully assured in all the will of God. For I testify for him that he has a deep concern for you and for those who are in Laodicea and Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, sends you his greetings, and also Demas. Greet the brothers who are in Laodicea, and also Nympha, and the church that is in her house. And when the letter is read among you, have it also read in the church of the Laodiceans, and you, for your part, read my letter that is coming from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. The greeting is in my own hand. Paul, remember my chains. Grace be with you. All right. Psalm 78, verse 56 through 72. Yet they tested and rebelled against the Most High God, and did not keep his testimonies, but turned back and acted treacherously like their fathers. They turned aside like a treacherous bow, for they provoked him with their high places, and aroused his jealousy with their graven images. God heard and was filled with wrath, and greatly rejected Israel, so that he abandoned the dwelling place at Shiloh, the tent which he caused to dwell among men, and gave up his strength to captivity and his beauty into the hand of the adversary. He also gave over his people to the sword, and was filled with wrath at his inheritance. Fire devoured his choice men, and his virgins had no wedding songs. His priests fell by the sword, and his widows could not weep. Then the Lord awoke as if from a sleep, as if he were a warrior overcome by wine. He struck his adversaries backward. He put on them an everlasting reproach. He also rejected the tent of Joseph, and did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like the heights, like the earth which he has founded forever. He also chose David his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From following the nursing ewes he brought him, to shepherd Jacob his people, and Israel his inheritance. So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart, and led them with his skillful hands. All right. And finally, Proverbs 24, verses 28 and 29. Do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause, nor deceive with your lips. Do not say, as he did to me, so I shall do to him. I will render to the man according to his work. All right, well, that is our reading for the day. Our evening devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for October 8th. The text for it is from Jude, verse 20, praying in the Holy Ghost. Mark the grand characteristic of true prayer, in the Holy Ghost. The seed of acceptable devotion must come from heaven's storehouse. Only the prayer which comes from God can go to God. We must shoot the Lord's arrow back to him. That desire which he writes upon our heart will move his heart and bring down a blessing, but the desires of the flesh have no power with him. Praying in the Holy Ghost is praying in fervency. Cold prayers ask the Lord not to hear them. Those who do not plead with fervency plead not at all. as well speak of lukewarm fire as of lukewarm prayer. It is essential that it be red hot. It is praying perseveringly. The true suppliant gathers force as he proceeds and grows more fervent when God delays to answer. The longer the gate is closed, the more vehemently does he use the knocker, and the longer the angel lingers, the more resolved is he that he will never let him go without the blessing. Beautiful in God's sight is tearful, agonizing, unconquerable importunity. It means praying humbly, for the Holy Spirit never puffs us up with pride. It is his office to convince of sin, and so to bow us down in contrition and brokenness of spirit. He shall never sing Gloria in excelsis except we pray to God, de profundis. Out of the depths must we cry, or we shall never behold glory in the highest. It is loving prayer. Prayer should be perfumed with love, saturated with love, love to our fellow saints, and love to Christ. Moreover, it must be a prayer full of faith. A man prevails only as he believes. The Holy Spirit is the author of faith and strengthens it so that we shall pray, believing God's promise. Oh, that this blessed combination of excellent graces, priceless and sweet as the spice of the merchant, might be fragrant within us because the Holy Ghost is in our hearts. Most blessed Comforter, exert thy mighty power within us, helping our infirmities in prayer. All right. Well, that is our show for today. I thank you for spending this time with me on a Sunday morning. Again, I hope you are getting ready to go to church if you've not already this weekend. And again, for those who physically cannot, please join us on our live stream. We'll be streaming again at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Again, at Facebook, we are Vail Valley Baptist Church. And on Twitter, we are at VVB Church. We would love to have you if you cannot physically worship with the saints. But again, I would encourage you, we are called to work physically with the saints if we can. So please, please, please do that. Again, thank you for spending this time with me. I hope you have yourself a wonderful day. I would continue to implore you to do all that you can for the glory of God. And I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Let's go ahead and close out with the Lord's Day evening prayer. Let's pray. Most holy God, may the close of an earthly Sabbath remind me that the last of them will one day end. Animate me with joy that in heaven praise will never cease, that adoration will continue forever, that no flesh will grow weary, no congregations disperse, no affections flag, no thoughts wander, no will droop, but all will be adoring love. Guard my mind from making ordinance as my stay or trust, from hewing out broken cisterns, from resting on outward helps. Wing me through earthly forms to thy immediate presence. May my feeble prayer show me the emptiness and vanity of my sins. Deepen in me the conviction that my most fervent prayers and most lowly confessions need to be repented of. May my best services bring me nearer to the cross and prompt me to cry, "None but Jesus." By thy Spirit, give abiding life to the lessons of this day. May the seed sown take deep root and yield a full harvest. Let all who see me take knowledge that I have been with thee, that thou hast taught me my need as a sinner, hast revealed a finished salvation to me, hast enriched me with all spiritual blessings, hast chosen me to show forth Jesus to others, hast helped me to dispel the mists of unbelief. O great Creator, mighty Protector, gracious Preserver, thou dost load me with loving kindness, and hast made thy purchased possession and redeemed me. And hast made me thy purchased possession, and redeemed me from all guilt. I praise and bless thee for my Sabbath rest, my calm conscience, my peace of heart. Amen. All right, again, I hope you have yourself a wonderful day, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Have a good one. God bless.